Put your flags up in the sky. Juggle on the wall. And run from side to side. Side to side. Show the world where you're from. Show where you're from.
We are one, baby.
Show the world we are one. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh,
Sporty World Cup greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to a special 30-minute 4th of July holiday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. France is facing Germany at this hour in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in the first quarterfinal at the Football World Cup. The European rivals have won 4 World Cup trophies between them. France won its only title on home soil in 1998, and Germany has lifted football's premier prize 3 times in 1954, 1974, and 1990. Right now, we're in the 71st minute in Rio de Janeiro, and the Germans lead the French 1-0. Borussia Dortmund defender Mats Hummels scored for the Germans in the 12th minute. Hummels knocked in a header off the crossbar from a free kick. So it's Germany 1, France 0. We're in the 71st minute in Rio, and I'll try to update you on that match throughout the program. Later Friday evening, Brazil will host Colombia in an all-South American World Cup quarterfinal in Fortaleza. And on Saturday, there will be 2 more quarterfinals. Argentina will battle Belgium in the capital, Brasilia, and that will be followed by a match between Costa Rica and the Netherlands in Salvador. I chatted with my Voice of America colleagues Ramon Taylor and Park Brewer about the quarterfinal matchups. First up is Ramon, and I asked him about the spicy Brazil-Colombia game.
The environment is spicy. That's almost an understatement. This is, hands down, I think, the most or one of the most exciting matches, not just in the quarterfinals, but this entire World Cup up to date. Brazil has to be played top-notch. I think they've looked a little shaky in their last couple matches, especially against Mexico. And then Chile played superbly well against them, almost got away. They have to fill those gaps. Neymar has to come through as a superstar. But look, this Colombian team, I think, is going to give them a run for their money. And
I agree. And
I think they're actually better, maybe, than Chile and Mexico. So their star, James Rodriguez, 5 goals, the most of any player at the World Cup at this point. It's going to be a fascinating matchup to see him and Neymar head-to-head.
Do you see James as maybe the breakout star in Brazil?
I think so. I think he's also a leader. He has scored 5 goals. He also has 2 assists. But he's really brought, I think, a cohesive unit to this Colombian side that's going to be strong for the remainder of this World Cup, but also for years to come.
Let's move to Saturday now. Belgium will battle Argentina. Park, how do you see that game?
Well, it's most interesting that these two teams in the quarterfinals, they are the only two that came through the first round with the maximum 9 points. They won all 3 of their games in the first round. And in addition to that, both teams had to go to extra time.
That's right.
In the knockout round. Very interesting. So neither team will have an advantage as far as their physical capabilities. They've all played the extra time. Neither team, while they both scored 3 wins in the first round, neither of them was as impressive as we might have expected them to be. Lionel Messi, of course, the star for Argentina. We'll see if he can keep it going. And Belgium, of course, had that great game against the United States where they just attacked. And, you know, they could have had 4 or 5 goals if not for Tim Howard, the United States' great goalkeeping. So I think this is going to be a very good matchup. It'll be interesting to see if this one goes to extra time.
What about Messi, Park? I mean, he didn't score much in South Africa 4 years ago when you were in South Africa. This time around, he seems like he's really the focal point of Argentina's offense.
Well, he's had the 4 goals, and, of course, in the big game in the knockout round, he set up that great pass that gave them that victory in the extra time. So I think we're looking for more from him in this next round. And as all of us know, no European team has won the World Cup when it's been played in the Americas. So I think you've got to favor Argentina in this one.
Okay, last quarterfinal on Saturday. Los Ticos from Costa Rica, maybe the surprise package in the quarterfinals, take on the Orange, the Dutch. What do you think?
I think that's very exciting to see. The only non-South American and European team remainder, and some people are considering this the last Cinderella team in this tournament. Yeah. So everybody is excited for that. I know a lot of Brazilians will be going for the Ticos in that match. It's really exciting to see this small Central American team do so well. And are they Cinderella team? Yes, by our standards they are, but they've played extremely well. To try to put any sort of title on them as a Cinderella team, I think almost gives the other team an unfair advantage.
But let's not forget, the Dutch have the experience. They were the runners-up 4 years ago.
Right.
You've got a lot of guys on this team that have been through it, whereas, you know, the Los Ticos, the Costa Ricans, they're in it. They have nothing to lose. So I expect them to attack and go right after the Dutch. Why not?
That's my VOA colleague, Park Brewer. And we also heard from VOA's Ramon Taylor in that spicy World Cup conversation.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on!
Hello, everybody.
President Barack Obama and millions of other Americans are celebrating the USA's 238th Independence Day on this 4th of July. There are concerts, cookouts, and other festivities throughout the country, including a big fireworks show later this evening just outside our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. You might say the U.S. men's national soccer team provided a few fireworks during their recent World Cup campaign in Brazil. The underdog American squad was not expected to get out of a very tough first-round group that included Ghana, Germany, and Portugal. But the Americans finished second behind the Germans and advanced to the round of 16, where they lost a thrilling battle against Belgium, 2-1 in extra time, in Salvador, Brazil. As the American team packed its bags in Brazil, the boys in red, white, and blue got a congratulatory phone call from President Obama. Let's listen in now to what the president had to say to goalkeeper Tim Howard and team captain Clint Dempsey.
Clint?
Tim? Hello, Mr. President. How's it going?
Hello, Mr. President.
Man, I just wanted to call and say you guys did us proud.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the you guys just did great, and as somebody whose first sport was soccer, although I was never that good, to see the way you guys captured the hearts and imaginations of the whole country is unbelievable. And obviously, the sport's been growing steadily just because so many kids are playing it at a young age, but. Yeah, this is the first time where I think you really ended up having an entire country focused. And Clint, you were fantastic. And Tim, I think, I don't know how you're going to survive the mobs when you come back home, man. You're just like, you're going to have to shave your beard so they don't know who you are.
Well, we heard you were watching and we know how big a supporter you are. So hopefully we made you proud. It was our honor, as it always is, to represent our country.
Well, you guys all did us proud, not just by how hard you played and how well you did, but also Yeah, you guys just carry yourselves with a lot of class, and it makes people really respect the sport. And you guys are really great models for a lot of sportsmen here in the States. So I know it's disappointing, but what you guys accomplished is really, really significant, and it'll make a difference in the country. So congratulate Coach, and I know maybe you got a couple other guys there. Fantastic job, everybody, and I hope I get a chance to see you guys again at the White House sometime soon. I still got my jacket that you guys gave me.
All right, awesome. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you guys. Safe travels back.
Thanks for your call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That's U.S. President Barack Obama, who made a congratulatory phone call to Brazil, where he talked with goalkeeper Tim Howard and Captain Clint Dempsey of the USA's World Cup football team. A World Cup update now from Rio de Janeiro. We're in the 81st minute, and Germany leads France 1-0 in a World Cup quarterfinal. The Germans got their goal in the 12th minute from Borussia Dortmund defender Mats Hüller. Hüller knocked in a header off the crossbar from a free kick. It's Germany 1, France 0. In the 81st minute in Rio, the Germans hoping to book a place in the semifinals. They'll play the winner of the quarterfinal later Friday between Brazil and Colombia. And that semifinal against either Brazil or Colombia will be played next Tuesday. Once again, right now, 81st minute, Germany 1, France 0 in Rio de Janeiro. In African athletics, a Kenyan teenager has run to a surprising victory at a big international meet in Switzerland, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
A little-known 18-year-old Kenyan, Ronald Kwemoi, clocked 3 minutes and 31.48 seconds in the men's 1500 meters to steal the limelight at the IAAF Diamond League in Lausanne, Switzerland. Fellow Kenyan Jairus Kipchoge Birech maintained his dominant performance in the 3000-meter steeplechase, covering the distance in 8 minutes and 3.34 seconds. Kenyan world 800-meter champion Eunice Jepkoech Sum prevailed in the two-lap race in 1 minute and 58.48 seconds, while Kenya's Mercy Cherono scored an early victory over Ethiopian world indoor champion Genzebe Dibaba in the women's 3,000 meters. Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore clocked 10.898 seconds to place second in the women's 100 meters. Meanwhile, the Diamond League continues in Paris, France tomorrow, Saturday. Sudan's Abubakar Kaki looks set to compete in the 800 meters as Botswana's Amantle Monsho will compete in the women's 400 meters. In steeplechase, Sofia Assefa of Ethiopia and Kenya's Milka Chemos Cheiwa clash, while in women's 200 meters, Blessing Okagbare looks favorite to win. In the men's 5,000 meters, Yeneo Alamireo of Ethiopia clashes with Kenya's Caleb Ndiku Mwangangi. On the infield, Egypt's Ehab El Sayed looks set to compete with Kenya's Julius Yego. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Respect Sonny Young avec Sunny Side of Sports sous la voix de l'Amérique en direct de Washington. You are worthy to be praised, Sonny.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. VOA's Nightline Africa sports host in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, texted me his picks for the World Cup quarterfinals ahead of Friday's Germany-France match. Shagun says he likes Germany, Brazil, Argentina, and the Netherlands to advance to next week's semifinals.
I had texted Shagun earlier, and I'm going to go with Germany, Colombia, Belgium, and the Netherlands for the final four at the World Cup. Right now, Shagun's and my are Germany pick. Well, it's looking pretty good. Right now, we're in the 85th minute in Rio de Janeiro, and the Germans holding a 1-0 lead over France in their World Cup quarterfinal. The Germans got a goal in the 12th minute from Borussia Dortmund defender Mats Hüller on a header. So we're in the final few minutes in Rio de Janeiro. It's Germany 1 and France 0. Well, the African champion Super Eagles of Nigeria were eliminated from the World Cup by France in the round of 16. The French prevailed 2-0 in Brasilia, the Brazilian capital. The result left a bad taste in the mouths of many Nigerian football fans. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to a reaction report from Lagos by Shagun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Most football fans in Nigeria left work early on Monday and rushed home or to television viewing centers to watch the Nigeria-France match. The performance of the Super Eagles against Argentina in their final group game, in which they narrowly lost 3-2, gave many high hopes that the team will dispatch France and qualify for the quarterfinals of the Global Football Tournament for the first time. While indeed the Eagles started off strong and dominated play, they seemed to have got tired in the second half. France took a cue from that and turned on the heat towards the end of the match, and this paid off when Paul Pogba found the net in the 79th minute. As if that was not enough, Eagles captain Joseph Yobo scored a late own goal to seal his team's fate. A day that was supposed to be historic for Yobo, who was wearing his 100th international cap, turned sour for him, his team, and a host of Nigerian fans.
We feel very bad. We are not happy about the game. It's not that our players didn't try, but it didn't go our way. So we are not happy. So, but we have no choice. That is the spirit in football, you understand. One person has to lose, while one person has to win. So that's the spirit of the game.
Local newspapers on Tuesday reflected the disappointment of Nigerians. Pogba's late strike ends Nigeria's World Cup dream. This day reports, a similar report in the People's Daily says, Pogba ends Eagles' World Cup dream. The Nation writes, France eliminates Super Eagles. The Punch says, Garland's Eagles out of World Cup. And the National Mirror reports, Kashi quits as Eagles bow out 0-2. While most newspapers here report that head coach Steven Keshi has quit the Super Eagles, that report is yet to be independently confirmed. What is sure, however, is that Yobo has ended his international career, even though on a bittersweet note. And for the third time since 1994, when Nigeria first featured at the World Cup, the team has failed to cross the second round hurdle. The team's World Cup dreams ended in the round of 16 in 1994, 1998, and now in 2014. As the Super Eagles fly home from Brazil, Nigeria will have to wait for another 4 years to try again.
It's a growing team. They are just building up a new team. So by next match, by next tournament, we are going to do better. We go far in next tournament.
Same opinion. By next tournament, we're going to come up stronger and stronger. And believe you me, we take the next World Cup back to Africa, Nigeria.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Shegun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Joining us now from Johannesburg with our latest African football quiz question, World Cup related, is David Legg.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw, and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because like you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups, and that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's david.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is the Voice of America, Washington. D.C.
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. Germany defeated France Friday 1-0 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to advance to the semifinals at the Football World Cup. The Germans got a goal in the 12th minute from Borussia Dortmund defender Mats Hummels. Hummels knocked in a header off the crossbar. Final from Rio de Janeiro. Germany 1, France 0. The Germans once again through to the semifinals. They're bidding for their fourth World Cup trophy in Brazil. Germany 1, France 0. Final from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Well, Algeria's World Cup team received a hero's welcome this week in the capital, Algiers. Thousands of fans lined the streets of Algiers as the players toured the city in an open-top bus draped in the team's green and white colors. The Desert Foxes of Algeria reached the World Cup's round of 16 for the first time in the country's history, narrowly losing to Germany 2-1 in extra time in Porto Alegre, Brazil. And in the group stage, the Algerians finished second behind Belgium. On June 22nd in the group stage, also in Porto Alegre, the Desert Foxes defeated South Korea 4-2. It was Algeria's first World Cup victory since 1982. When the Algerian players returned home, they were greeted at the airport by Prime Minister Abdelmalek Sallal, who hugged the team's Bosnian head coach, Vahid Halihadzic. As the team paraded through Algiers, fans waved Algerian flags and cheered for their returning heroes. And on that note, Algerian state television also broadcast a special program dedicated to the Desert Foxes titled Thank You, Heroes. Here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Desert Foxes of Algeria for their excellent performance at the World Cup in Brazil. And on that note, let's put our flags up in the sky once again as we tune in to the World Cup's official song.
Put your flags up in the sky. Up in the sky. And wear them sad, 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 sad. Show the world where you're from. Show where you're from.
We are one.
Show the world we are one.
And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Audrius Regis for his technical support of the program. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Enjoy the World Cup matches this weekend.
nyina mi le lo nyina pwe 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 mi katu mo mri si pwe pwe mri pwe